foreman said Mike McClelland had a big heart, raised her as his own, and always stood his ground. She said he was not afraid, and that was a lesson for everyone. We cannot, she said, let the fear of what people are going to do to us or to our families stop us from doing the right thing.
The right thing is never easy. It's hard. And he knew that, and he stood up anyway. And I will stand up any day, shoulder to shoulder with my parents, and say that they're not going to win, and that we will continue to fight. And anybody who backs down is a coward. If you take anything away from this, it's that we all need to stand up, because what will make this a tragedy is if we don't.
Family friend Leah Phillips said Cynthia and Mike McClelland were deeply in love with each other, their work, and their community.
I can't tell you how much we loved and adored this couple and their family and all of our friends. The world will never, ever be the same without them. Cynthia, my sister, I'll see you on the other side.
Governor Rick Perry traveled to Sunnyvale First Baptist Church in Mesquite to pay tribute, and he assured the family that the community was with them and not just the local community.
I'm talking about the millions of people across this state that are standing with you in this tragedy, sharing your pain in a very real way.
After the memorial service, Army veteran Mike McClelland was honored outside by a 21-gun salute. Uniformed officers from across Texas stood at attention. Those carrying the coffin folded the American flag draped over it and handed it to his mother in her wheelchair. An officer sounded taps. And there was a flyover. The McClellan's funeral and burial takes place this morning in Wortham. In Dallas, I'm Bill Siebel.